You're a little older and a lot wiser. The future is yours. Define aging on your own terms. Welcome to AARP Without Limits with your host, Mike Olander.
Hello and welcome. This is AARP Without Limits. WPTF Talk Radio, we are disrupting aging with the power of 50,000 watts. And our podcast available anytime on demand at WPTF.com or through our Facebook, AARP North Carolina. I'm your host, Mike Olander of AARP North Carolina, and we've got a great program for you today, folks. Mick Alexander, host of the podcast Dear Unexpected Caregiver, is with us to talk about her program, what inspired her, and how she is helping connect caregivers with the information and support that they need. But before we get to Mick, ladies and gentlemen, as always, we begin our program with a little chit-chat with my co-conspirator, I should say, esteemed production engineer, Mr. Jason Kong. Jason, how are you today, my friend?
I'm good. Co-conspirator makes us sound like we're up to no good, when I think we do a lot of good jam-packed in about 25 minutes of time here. At least you do.
Yeah, I do. It makes us think like we roll around in a clandestine van and jump out with hoods up and up to no good, right? I guess I should change my vernacular.
I kind of like it. I think it gives us a little bit of an edge. It
makes us stand out here, I think. I don't think anybody here at the network of Curtis Media uses that term. None from what I've heard anyway, so. Anyway, you're having a great week?
A good week. It's awesome. Thank you. How about yourself?
Doing well. Very busy for sure. So much going on. It is that time of the year. You know, it's interesting. There are different parts of the year that are busier than others. The spring is always really busy. And then once you get past Labor Day, it's like, boom. I'm not even talking about an election year either. Just simply the fact that it's fall. And I don't know what it is, but things get busy. And obviously with the storm Hurricane Helene, which is just, I just want to acknowledge that for the moment, because it is still just a daily source of stress for everybody. Even if you're in an unaffected area, you know, turn on the news and you just see that red bar at the bottom of the screen with a constant scroll giving updates. And I think it's definitely having an impact on people. And as we've said in the last couple of shows, Jason, here since the storm took place, it's definitely given me, and I think a lot of people, the opportunity to reflect, to be thankful for your health and your safety and the fact that you've got water and you've got a roof over your head. And, you know, it's a little bit more incentive to be a better person and to hug those people near you and maybe even not so near to you a little bit tighter and let them know that you're there and all of that. So as we're approaching Thanksgiving coming down the road next month, I'm already in a bit of that spirit. But I want to share something with you here, Jason, before we get to our conversation with Mick. I've been feeling very, what's the term here? I've really been appreciating my role as a parent and kind of the stage of life that I'm in right now recently. And by that, I mean, there's a concept I have in my mind, and I refer to it as changing seats in the car. You know, like in life, you're, you know, when you're a kid, you're sitting in the back seat, right? And then you get a little bit older, maybe you're sitting next to mom or dad riding shotgun, and then you eventually start, you know, yeah, you're able to grab the wheel a little bit. Back in the day, I used to sit in dad's lap and go down the highway. Don't do that anymore. You don't see people doing that stuff anymore, right? But eventually you get in the driver's seat and you're making your own decisions. And I remember back when I was in my early 20s, Jason, I, you know, didn't have my act together right away and definitely struggled with depression and trying to find motivation and direction in my life. And one of the things that got me out of it was to literally be thinking of myself, imagining myself driving a car and imagining that I had a son or a daughter sitting next to me talking about life. And what kind of advice would I want to give them? And what kind of honest stories would I be able to tell them about my life that would inspire and help them? And just the act of imagining that, Jason, got me to reimagine myself as an adult. And what do I want my life to be like? What true stories, that's the key, what true stories do I want to be able to tell my kids about my life that will help them through tough times? And I've been in that situation you know, pretty often now where I'm giving advice, especially to my son. He's in high school now, and big week, you know, just that homecoming dance last week, and he's, you know, he's been dating. He's had a few girlfriends now, so those conversations with him are always fun. And then recently, just this week, I did something my father did for me when I was his age, which was to give him a copy of the book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And when my dad gave me a copy of that book, he wrote a note on the first page, and it basically said, Mike, you know, read this book, understand it, read it throughout your life. You know, it will help you. You know, you can, you believe in yourself and you can accomplish anything. Right, that Philippians 4:13 that many of us know and try to live by and remember. And I had that opportunity this week to do that. I just, now was the right time to buy that book and to write a note similar to what my dad wrote. And I began by telling him, when I was your age, my dad gave me this book, and here's what he said, and here's what I'm saying to you. And it was just a great moment to give that to him. And I am hopeful that as he's now riding in that shotgun seat next to me and getting hopefully wise counsel from me, he's able to use that book and use other bits of good advice that he gets. And hopefully, you know, one day if he's got children of his own, be in that position where he's able to be a wise, hopefully a wise voice and counsel. And it's just one of the great things about parenting. You know, you have that opportunity to, you shift seats in the car. And I don't know what the next seat is, Jason. If I get out of the driver's seat, I guess I'm sitting in the back, hopefully not in the back of a hearse anytime soon. Forgive the analogies here, folks. But anyway, it's been an interesting week. And speaking of changing roles, sometimes, you know, we have roles that change in our lives that are very unexpected, including becoming the role of a caregiver. And so I'm really delighted to have on the show Mick Alexander. And just a little disclosure here, I go back a little ways with Mick. I met her through an AARP volunteer named Marilyn back in the day, back when I used to work in Charlotte. And introduction to Mick, and was fascinated by some training that she has some expertise in and gives, and it was focused at that, you know, that time on active listening and being present with people, and it really truly changed the way I approach my work, especially during really stressful times. And Mick has changed gears a bit, finding herself now is in the role of a caregiver, and is in true Mick fashion, is using her learnings to help support other people who are going through these challenges. And so host of the new podcast, Dear Unexpected Caregiver, is Mick Alexander. Mick, thanks so much for being with us. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Michael. I'm so excited to be here.
Now, I've known you for a number of years, Mick. As I mentioned, we got introduced through Maryland, and you did some really great training for the AARP volunteers and staff. And I know a lot's changed in your life since then, including you becoming a caregiver. So let's start there. Can you walk us through that journey a bit?
Absolutely. So as you know, I started out doing this emotional intelligence training, which I'm going into my 15th year of doing. And because it's an interesting thing, Maya Angelou says, we teach what we need to learn. And I've heard that saying a lot, and I never really understood it until I started teaching emotional intelligence. And I realized that I'm the student that needs the emotional intelligence training. So for 15 years, I've been doing this training. I've been fortunate enough to do it with so many different types of people from all over the world. And I recognize that when it comes to emotions and these shifts in our lives, we are all pretty much experiencing the same thing, just at different times and at different levels.
And I think it's been in recent years that you've become a family caregiver. Is that right? Yes. Can you talk us a little bit about that, how that's changed?
Yes. So 12 years ago, my parents came to live with me. We started seeing some signs of and challenges of them not remembering things quite the way the doctor would say and things like that. So we made the determination that I needed to be closer. And they came to live with me. And that has set me on a completely different journey. I'm single, was single then. And so it really is unique in the situation that we have and how we've set up our household to accommodate three adults.
Well, I bet. And if I could just to dig a little bit deeper in that, if you don't mind, Mick, what's the, in your mind, what's that connection between being a family caregiver for your parents and that emotional intelligence? You know, what is the connection there that you find that's the most useful?
I think that having unresolved childhood issues comes up a lot. So my dad and I have always been, we've always been kind of butt heads. My mom and I were like best friends. Well, that doesn't change just because they become seniors and you get older. Mm. The same personality traits are still there. So learning to live and love and forgive and all those things becomes very realistic when they're living in your household 24/7. When your parents are apart, you kind of, you know, have your differences and you go on your merry way and then you come back together. But when you're living together, it's there all the time. And the best way to accommodate it is to face it, talk about it, and continue to grow through it. It's a very interesting lifestyle change.
And a very, thank you for sharing that, and a very, probably of all the different types of caregiving scenarios you can have, that's probably the most of the most intense for sure, because the obviously the relationship between a child and their parents, aside from getting married, is the most significant most people experience. And obviously who you are as a person is based in large part on your experience with your parents and becoming, you know, taking care of them and then being in your space. And I'm going to get into, we'll get into that specifically, what that's like with them, the privacy issues and all of that, I'm sure is fascinating after the break. We've been speaking with Mick Alexander. This is AARP Without Limits. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is AARP Without Limits. Just a reminder, folks, that we always love to hear from you. If you have a question, a comment, a recommendation, or a suggestion for a future guest or topic, please send us an email, aarpwithoutlimits@aarp.org. We've been speaking today with Mick Alexander. She is the host of the podcast Dear Unexpected Caregiver, and we've been speaking with her a bit about her experience becoming a caregiver of her parents. And Mick, right before the break, we touched on something I think is pretty significant, your personal caregiver to your parents. And on your show, on your podcast, you talk about the privacy challenges of what it's like, you know, having your parents living with you while you're being their caregiver. Please tell us what that experience is like. What's it been like for you?
It's been very challenging. I am a person who's used to living on my own for most of my adult life. I've been single. And so just having your own routine and rituals in the morning, I like silence. They like the news. We're very different in the way that we move about our spaces. And so I feel like I've had to do a lot of compromising of that, learning to find my own space and my own self in the midst of allowing them to have the rituals and the space that they have. So it's been very challenging. There are days that I feel that I'm giving the most. And I guess that's okay because they gave the most when I was coming up. So I guess it's payback. So that's how I look at it. And also what helps me is understanding that all things in life are temporary. And as sad as that makes me, one day they're not going to be there and I'll probably be wishing they were. So I just try to enjoy the journey while I have them.
Wow, that is a very good and admirable way to look at it. You're now, you know, you're a podcast host now. I want to plug that. Dear Unexpected Caregiver is the name of the show. Please tell our listeners about the podcast and what inspired you to invest yourself into beginning a podcast.
So in my emotional intelligence training course, I ran across some colleagues that were in a similar situation. They're younger than I am, in a different generation, but all of us have our parents as we're primary caregivers for our parents. And I thought that was very interesting that even them being so much younger than me, one of them is in this sandwich generation. She has a grade school, middle school, high school, and college student, a child living with her and her two parents. And so I started realizing that the more I talk to people who are working, the more I realized that more and more of us are becoming caregivers, and we didn't expect it. And so we got to talking about it, and we thought, well, we have some very interesting situations we've lived through and learned through, and it'd be a good idea to share them with people who are unexpected caregivers and those who don't realize they're going to be.
Let's dig deeper into that. Your program, Mick, has got a very real feel to it. It's very conversational. It's very practical. And as you just said, you have the opportunity to talk about some of the challenges of caregiving. So let's go there. What are some of the challenges of caregiving that you've been discussing? And not only just on the podcast, but also in your conversations with people through your work.
The privacy thing is one. Finding housing that accommodates multi-generational living is another. Finding affordable housing in that area. The biggest thing that all of us are dealing with right now is the medications. So in my parents' case, by the way, my dad's 90 and my mom's 87. Mm-hmm. So these are real seniors here. They have some medications, and their doctors don't necessarily speak to one another. They're not in the same network. Mm-hmm. So there, it's become necessary for us to have a third party looking over their medications and making sure that when something changes, it doesn't affect other medications that they're taking. And we find that a lot of people are over-medicated or under-medicated as a result of this. So that's one. I'm traveling. How do I find vacations that accommodate me and the things I like to do, as well as my parents, or taking vacation and leaving them? Who do I get to sit with them that I feel comfortable with because I am the sole caregiver? So there's so many, and the more that we get into it, the more layers we discover, which is why we decided we need to put this on recording somewhere.
And I'm so glad you are. And I'm glad that you answered it the way you did, where you're on one hand, you're talking about the issues, the challenges of being a caregiver. What are the things, like the medications? It's a perfect example, very, very common. And people just simply don't know, because we're not all pharmacists and aware of how these things, how one drug interacts with another, and how it's, if you've got doctors who aren't part of the same group talking to each other, that's really, really hard. But also, like you said, with your own personal vacation time and things like that. And that's something I'd like to touch on now. For those who are listening, who are new to caregiving, likely there are some who are finding themselves in that headspace where they're feeling like they've lost control of their own, of their personal time, right? Their goals, their ability to go on vacation, have a break, go out with coffee for a friend, just have a Saturday where they sit around on a rainy day and watch movies and not do anything and just recharge, right? Their needs. What kind of advice do you have, and drawing on your soft skill set and emotional intelligence training background, what advice do you have for those new caregivers who find themselves in that position where they may even be feeling a bit resentful that they don't have their own time anymore?
Information is key. Knowledge is power. Connecting with someone who's been through this is really important. Because you can't imagine, if you've never been through it, what you're getting ready to be dealing with. But most importantly, to make sure you have your own routines for your own mental wellness and physical well-being, and that you stick to those as much as possible. You may have to change the time of it, but it's really important to keep yourself healthy, to eat better, to be aware of what you're eating and drinking and those things, because caregiving can be physical as well. When my mother got COVID, I had to help her, physically help her in and out of bed. She lost her hearing and she lost her ability to walk and write when she got COVID. So these things, making sure you're healthy is really a priority. And that's very, it's easier said than done. People will say that to you all the time. Put your own mask on first. But when you're in the throes of it, that's difficult to maintain on a regular basis. The second thing is finding support. I have a, we call them processors, but I have a processor, someone that I can go to when the going gets tough, and helps me emotionally walk through and process my emotions. Most of my clients right now are those people who are caregiving and they're going through some mental challenges behind it. So I think it's important to find resources and, information.
That's very helpful. Mick, I know that you've dedicated your life to helping people live their best lives. And quickly, what can you tell us about the work that you're doing outside of the podcast that helps people with these different types of challenges?
Well, I believe that it's important to have a system, and in that system, there will be tools that you can practice before the crisis. So unfortunately, it seems that the way life is designed, we're all going to go through some sort of crisis or crash. And what happens is people wait until they get there to start trying to figure out how to deal with it. But there is a way to practice some life coping skills before these things happen, so that when they do, you can maintain momentum and not crash completely. So I recommend, and I'm going to say AARP has been very instrumental in me finding resources. So I'm a strong believer in AARP. I get that magazine and I make sure my parents are reading it. If I can't read it and giving me the articles I need to see, but having resources and knowledge and support is the biggest thing that you're going to need in this journey. And remembering, it's just temporary.
Great. And Mick, just real quickly, how can folks find your podcast as well as learning more about what you do and how you may be able to help them?
So you can find me at imagewealth.com. That is imagewealth.com. And then the podcast, so you call it, is a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And it is Dear Unexpected Caregiver on YouTube.
And it is a really, really great show. I've loved the format. And again, I think the information is just helpful. It reminds me in certain resources that AARP has, which is meant to be very conversational, and you just do it so naturally. And so we really hope that folks take the opportunity to check that out. Thank you so much for that. Well, folks, that is a wrap. I want to say thanks to Mick Alexander for being our guest. Thank you to Jason Kong for production. Thank you for listening. This has been AARP Without Limits. I'm Mike Olander with AARP North Carolina. We'll see you next time.